If you think the wildfire season is over, habitat restoration biologists like Nate Long will remind you that with this hazard, the work is only switching gears. Long works for the Division of Wildlife Resources in northern Utah and is currently on a project to reseed 25,000 acres of 68,000 that burned in Utah in the Goose Creek fire earlier in the summer.
So right now we're drill seeding and flying seed on with a plane. The drill seed is just a rangeland drill. That's a large implement that's pulled behind a tractor and puts the seed in the ground.
Different methods are necessary for different sites because the landscape isn't always easily accessible. It's a big job, one that Long says couldn't be accomplished without assistance from groups like the Bureau of Land Management, the Grazing Improvement Program, and private landowners who were affected by the fire.
So it's really critical to act quickly after the fire before invasive species such as cheatgrass establish. There's a window of opportunity that allows us to capture the site by doing the seeding right after.
Wildfire is a natural occurrence, and preventing it altogether can result in the dangerous buildup of fuels. However, appropriate measures also have to be taken following a wildfire to ensure that critical habitats and wildlife are not lost.
All the fire was within the box elder sage-grouse management area, so along with grasses and forbs that the sage-grouse utilize, they're obligate to sagebrush, which means they don't survive without sagebrush. So that will be one of the critical components of our seeding effort, is to reestablish the sagebrush where we can.
With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rihanna Gale.